evening.
Good evening.
Sorry for the mistake.
No, it's okay. There's always something to do waiting for you. Always a pile of papers.
I hear you.
I think I'm the only one on.
Well, I'm not surprised because I'm starting 15 minutes late.
Well, I had gotten a message that said it was, the class would start in, basically, it was 15 minutes, I think. And so.
Yeah, I had, whatever happened, I don't really know, but I tried to get on at 7:28, and I was told that it wasn't, no, because nothing was scheduled, so I had to reschedule it. It was too late, but I had organized to do it at 7:30.
Yeah, okay.
So do you want to wait, or do you want to move forward?
Why don't we just wait?
Okay.
About you know, just between you and me, I noticed that after I did listen to the rest of the recording a while ago, and I noticed that when I don't speak, they speak. So maybe I should kind of be quiet. Because it looked like when I left, they started talking, you know. So maybe I should kind of stay in the background.
No, it's not to stay in the background. It's just to let other people go first.
Okay.
And then if nobody goes, then you can speak up. But,
okay.
You know, they do. Mm-hmm. Everybody sees things differently.
Right.
And that was a good conversation that you heard on the recording, I'm sure.
Yes, it was. Now, the other one for Sunday, it said it was a corrupt file, so I couldn't listen to it.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. I'll double-check that. See if it's corrupt, because maybe I can do something to fix it.
Okay.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Hello.
We're starting with 382, verse 382, and we'll start with the L'shem Yehud. L'shem Yehud kud shabrihu ishkin te bithi luverchimu udhi luverchimu liakta l'shem yud he bovav he b'yehuda shirim b'shem kol Yisrael limud Torah mitzvah la'asok Torah mitzvah. Vayhino am Adonai Eloheinu aleinu ma'asei yadeinu kananei aleinu ma'asei yadeinu kananeihu. Vayitzhak amar kol inun zakayin v'chavo v'hu v'atar v'ha'hu v'ra kol ho ha'wo mishtadle v'machana v'cho kimo yared matushalach v'chanoch v'layakilu ad itpashtu tayavim mare v'im Raihon Vim Ra Vyam Re Ma Shadai Kina of Denu. Rabbi Yitzhak said that all those righteous people who lived after that generation of Enosh, such as Jared or Yared, Methuselah, and Hanoch, tried hard to rebuke them, but were unsuccessful. The world became full of sinners and who rebelled against their master, saying, "What is Shaddai that we should serve him?" Question?
Malka.
Thoughts? Welcome, Malka. Nobody has any comment?
I wouldn't have thought that was a verse from Job. I don't remember that. I mean, I can understand the people of that generation that were into the negative system making that statement, but I'm surprised at seeing the reference being Job.
Well, most people have never really read Job. Even if you think you've read Job, you've not until you've seen some of the commentaries and some of the Pesukim in the Zohar about Job.
Mm-hmm.
Because Job, with those Pesukim in the Zohar, you finally understand what the message is about Job.
Yeah, that's true, because he was, wasn't he a counselor to Pharaoh's?
That's what the Zohar says.
So he was one of the right, so he would have been one of those. Okay.
Right, and he's the one who told Pharaoh to not to kill them, but to enslave them and make them serve in harsh bondage.
Right.
And so, neither to neged midah, measure for measure, that's what happened with him.
Mm-hmm.
But the religious community who reads Job in the normal literal sense of what the translations are, and even in the literal sense of the Hebrew, they're following the questioning, you know, why did this happen to me? Like many people ask when something calamitous happens in their life, why does this happen to me? And then they question it. And, you know, there's somebody, some of their friends say, well, we must have done something at issue here. And then the person denies it. I know I'm righteous. And all following all of that. So it's happening even today, and we always have to realize that before the coming of Mashiach, everything that happened to the fathers has happened to the children. And the purpose of becoming righteous in those generations in the past, and the purpose of becoming righteous in our generation, is to rebuke the sinners. But very few of us do so. Because in order to rebuke someone, you have to first search yourself to make sure that there is none of that activity or consciousness within yourself.
Or they won't hear you. Right?
Say again, I'm sorry.
I said, or they won't hear you. You know, if you haven't identified it in yourself and corrected it in yourself and do it with love. You know, and I think, too, they have to bring up the subjects, not you pointed out.
You're absolutely correct. They will not hear you.
Mm-hmm.
It's a wasted word. That literally you have committed a sin by rebuking them. But if you've done the search and there is none of that in within you, you've gotten rid of it, then the rebuke is coming from love. And that they will hear. I'm going to go on to verse 383.
Okay.
Wiki hai teep shuta awo kamre ela begin de hawo yade koinun achmetan bekol ho bimanan de alma deepakdan alaihu wahawo miracham tan. Beho adiate kuchabarichu alma kika awadeha bekadmeta awamaim bemaim uvatarativ leya lealma kidkadmeyata belaitarev Mikola deha berachamin ashkach alaihu diktiv Hashem lemabul yashav bilakitiv Elohim. He asks, how could they have been so foolish as to say, what is Shaddai, that we should serve him? And he answers, that this was because they had vast wisdom and knew and had faith in the ministers in charge of ruling the world. They had faith in their wisdom and believed that by means of oaths they could bind those ministers and protect themselves so that no harm could befall them. Then the Holy One, blessed be He, restored the world to its original state through the flood of water. In its original state, as on the second day of creation, the world was water upon water. This was before the dry land was created. After the flood, he again reestablished the world, and not everything was destroyed by the flood, because he treated them with mercy, as indicated by the fact that it is written, Hashem sat at the flood. The word Hashem signifies the attribute of mercy, whereas the word Elohim would have signified judgment. Because he judged them with mercy, not all was destroyed by the flood. Questions, comments, thoughts?
It's still saying the other name of Hashem, though. Shakai.
I'm sorry?
When you were explaining it, so you were talking about Hashem and Elohim, like where does the name Shakai come into it? Because the question was, with the name Shakai, why should we serve him?
The verse in the previous Pasuk in 382, they quote a verse from Job where it says, what is Shaddai, or Shakai in your words? Why should we serve him? So now they're answering that question and explaining how foolish they were to question Shaddai. That's what this verse
is. My question is, why is it that name?
Why did the Pasuk in 382 bring Shaddai and not Elohim or not Hashem?
Yeah.
This verse doesn't answer it. The earlier verse is just raising the question. If you go into Job and look at the full verse and the verse before and the verse after, you'll understand why he asked about Shaddai.
Okay.
Because Job did not know the name Hashem. So there was the name Elohim, which Job knew from the creation. Job understood Elohim. He understood it was judgment. And the name Shaddai in that generation was being used in the sense of mercy. Because what is Shaddai? It's the Shin Dalad, which is the Hebrew word for a demon, with the addition of the letter Yud. And so the name Shaddai is an aspect of mercy. And so that's why it was used. But it's not full mercy. It's not true mercy. Shaddai is a name that represents enough. As in Shin Dai. Dai Dayenu. It would have been enough. So the name Shaddai represents the passion. Enough of this passion, enough of this judgment. Again, that's part of the book of Job that people read but don't understand. Without the verses in the Pasuk, and I don't know when you came on, Miriam, but we had mentioned that the idea of this verse being quoted from Job didn't make any sense until we realized that they didn't know the name of Shaddai. They didn't know the name of Hashem because Pharaoh didn't know the name of Hashem, and he was the greatest magician, and Job was an advisor to Pharaoh, according to what the Zohar explains. And most people never realize that because they don't read the Zohar.
When they were asking, why should we serve Shaddai, were they saying, why should we be merciful?
That's an excellent question. Essentially, yes. But I don't think that was not what the meaning of their words were. They're saying is that Elohim is the superior level of consciousness. So why should we serve Shaddai, which is a lower level of consciousness? They're saying that we as human beings understood the principles of the spiritual world, and we could control those spiritual principles, therefore controlling the physical world. So we're not worried about the threats that Yared and Methuselah and Chanoch were telling the people of the generation of the flood. They didn't listen, and their answer was, why should I serve a lower level of consciousness when I know how to manipulate Elohim?
Right, so they didn't want to put a limit on what they felt was unlimited, which sounds the name Shaddai creates a limit.
Correct.
Okay.
Any other questions?
The phrase that says not all was destroyed by the flood, does that mean the earth, the land?
Well, it gives you an explanation that It's giving you an explanation about that on the second day of creation, you have water and water. So there is no land until the third day of creation. Until the fifth day of creation. And so it's saying that the flood should have destroyed the whole world, but it was actually returning to that level of judgment represented by the second day of creation.
Mm-hmm.
Which is I always ask the question, what's wrong with the number two? The answer is it's not the number one. The number two is, by definition, something other than unity. The two different aspects can work together, and they exceed. They're stronger. They're more effective. They're better than the number one of unity. But only when they work together, and that takes the third day. What's wrong with number two is that they're not number one. What's right with number two is they are not number one, but they can become three. By working together, they become three. They become the balance point between one and two. Is it as clear as mud?
No, it's good. I also wonder, the Midrash said that the fish weren't destroyed. I wondered if that was included in that. But
well,
if it went back
to the fish,
they hadn't been created. So that would change the Midrash. I wouldn't change it, but it would be,
I don't agree with you.
Okay.
Because the Midrash you're referring to was in creation, whereas the Midrash that talks about the fish not being destroyed in the flood was a Midrash associated with the Parashah of Noah, associated with the flood, which was way after creation. 2,000 years after creation. But yes, this pasuk in the Zohar is saying that not everything was destroyed, and part of what was not destroyed was the fish. And at the same time, if we bring it forward into our generation, the science has just publicized a change in the number of continents. But they're saying it's not yet complete. But they've changed the coral reef, the Australian, the Great Barrier there. They're now saying that plate, that geologic plate, has shifted and is growing and is becoming an eighth continent. But it's still way below sea level. But we know Kabbalistically that when Mashiach comes, that 1,000 years of peace, which also the word being used also means destruction. We know that the world will recreate itself, will restructure itself, and there will be eight continents to demonstrate that it's the world that is coming. So we have a Tikkuni Zohar class tonight at 7, West Coast time. We'll count the Omer at 8:30. And tomorrow on Wednesday at 4:30, we will pick this up right here, and we should be able to finish off this section 64. Shalom to
all.
Okay, shalom. Thank you.
Oh, I do want to remind you. I do want to remind you that Rosh Chodesh Kedushin is Wednesday night at 7 p.m.
Okay, that's tomorrow. Okay.
Shalom.
Shalom.
Shalom, thank you.
Shalom. Shalom.